Baby, you're awake. Ah, ah, baby, don't struggle. It's just me, your girlfriend. I know you're tied up and blindfolded, but don't worry, it's all me. You're in good hands. Surely you can tell it's actually me by my voice. Yes, babe, it is me, your girlfriend and co-worker, but especially your girlfriend. What am I doing? Well, it was after work and time for us to go home. I know we originally planned to just drive home together, but it's Friday, and I wanted to do something a little more fun. So I thought, why not kidnap you? Yep. You see, after we both left the building and got into the car to go home, I handed you that cup of coffee I bought you earlier. What I didn't tell you was that I actually put some sleeping powder in it. So then, of course, you fell asleep, and when no one was looking, carried you to the back seat, laid you down, and then I tied you up and blindfolded and gagged you. You looked really cute when you were lying on the seat, tied up, blindfolded and gagged, completely at my mercy. So then, I drove us home, and you surprisingly didn't wake up for the entire trip. I guess that sleeping stuff really does its job, huh? It's a good thing that we bought this house with a large garage, so after we're home, I can just carry you upstairs into our bedroom without anyone knowing a thing. We don't want any outsiders getting in our way, hmm? And that brings us right here, where we are now. So what do you think? Am I a genius? I kidnapped you successfully without you knowing, and I never got caught. And now look at you, tied up helplessly on this chair. God, I just love kidnapping you. It's just so much fun for me. And for you as well, right? Yeah, you like this too, don't you? I'm so glad that we're not just working in the same office, but we're also co-workers that get to see each other a lot. I will never get tired of seeing you. In fact, I crave it. Plus, our closeness at work just makes things so much easier. And we won't raise suspicion because we're co-workers in their eyes. What do they know anyways? Aren't you just glad as well that we get to be so freaking close with each other, even at work? And we get to be even closer off of work, which is even better. Hmm? What was that? Oh, you want more kisses? Okay, I can fulfill that wish. I wanted to kiss you too. Here. Fuck. I can never get tired of your kisses, baby. It just feels so invigorating. It's like we're literally showering each other with love and affection. And I'll never stop craving your love. Nor will I ever want to stop giving you my love as well. Exactly. I'm so glad we agree with each other yet again. Now I want to tell you a few things that's on my heart, but I just want you to sit there and listen to me talk and not do anything else. So I'm going to put this gag in your mouth because I want you to be quiet for me. Plus, I love gagging you. Is that okay? Good boy. Here, open up. There, now the duct tape. Oh, you look so adorable, tied up and gagged by me. I need to kiss you some more. Okay now, babe. You know that when I first started to have feelings for you, I would often fantasize about kidnapping you. I'd been thinking about putting you to sleep, tying you up, gagging you, and keeping you at my place. I didn't want to hurt you. I just wanted to bring you to somewhere private and intimate. It all feels really thrilling and exciting, and I've been wanting to do it. But I didn't want to make you uncomfortable or scared, and I didn't want to drive you away. So I waited for a better time. Then we became closer. One day after work, we were chatting about anime, and I noticed the stories and characters that you liked the most. They were always these yandere stories where the main character would often get kidnapped and tied up by the yandere girl. I could tell you found the stories exhilarating every time you talked about it. And then one day you came to my house, and you accidentally saw the bundles of rope that I usually hid under my bed. You didn't say anything, but I saw you noticing. At first, I feared that you'd think I'm a weirdo for keeping rope under my bed. I was honestly so worried, and my heart was racing. But surprisingly, ever since the incident, you actually became more eager to spend time with me. As time went on, I mustered up the courage to confess to you, and you literally couldn't be any happier. Do you still remember that day? So then we started dating. We shared almost everything about each other, including what we're into. And just as I thought, you're into yandere's. And I'm someone who could satisfy your fantasies. And that was exactly what I've been doing to you. Do you remember all of that? Because I still remember everything. Every piece of memory between us, from start to now. You're just so fucking important to me, my love. I don't ever want to leave you, or have you leave my side. I'm just looking at you right now. I really love seeing you like this. Tied up and gagged in front of me? You can't move unless I let you. And you're not going anywhere, and neither will I. The best part is that there's no one else but the two of us, just being with each other. And the ropes that bind you remind the both of us that you belong to me, and I belong to you. I know that this is really restrictive, but it's not like you don't love it when I do this to you. And besides, you can always do the same to me. If you want to kidnap me or tie me up to a chair while you spend time with me, I'd love it. Babe, can I unbutton your shirt? I just really want to see some more skin. Okay, let's... There. Let's open your shirt up some more and see more of you. Oh, fuck, I just can't get enough of your body. It's so revealed. And your skin is so smooth and hot. And you look even better when you're tied up, helpless and vulnerable. And I could do anything to you. Oh my God. I'm getting really hot myself. Let me take off my shirt as well. Ah, there. That feels much better. Oh, here. You kiss my body too. I can't be the only one giving. Yes, baby. Kiss me as much as you need to. Do you want me to reposition? If you want me to adjust, please tell me. It's fine like this? Okay. Say, you're kissing my boobs a lot. No, it's all right. I know how much you like my soft, warm boobs. Every time we make out after work, I always find you touching them. And once you get your hands on them, you can't ever take them off. And I always enjoy you touching them. Just like how I'm enjoying you kissing them right now. Untie your hands? No, baby. Your hands will stay tied. For now, you may only touch me with your lips and tongue. But don't worry. I'll give you something for your hands soon enough. Do you know where I'm going? Well, we'll get to that later. Focus on my boobs for now. Hey, do you want me to take off my bra? I can feel you're really trying to dig in. Ask for it nicely. Good boy. Here, I'll take it off. There. My boobs are completely naked for you. Continue, please. Oh, yes. You're licking and sucking on my nipples. Wait, stop for a second. What did I do? Well, it's nothing. I just want to rub myself a little. You know, to prepare my pussy for what I'm about to let you do. Now, continue playing with my boobs. Yes. Keep doing that. Fuck. You know what? You're looking at me, rubbing my pussy. I want to see your dick. Here, let me unzip your pants. Now lift your ass up a little so I can pull everything off. Oh, fuck! You're really erect. That's great to know. You better keep it throbbing, because you're gonna get something soon. Why don't I give you a little bit more pleasure as well? Here, let me lean closer to you. Does that feel good, babe? While you kiss my boobs, I kiss your neck. Your soft, warm, tender neck. I know just how much you love neck kisses. How good it feels when I kiss it. I can feel your pulse, especially when I'm this close. It's almost like feeling your heartbeat from here, which excites me even more. It's the least I can offer while you're tied up and pleasuring me with your mouth. Okay, let's proceed to something else I've always wanted to do with you. I've always wondered how good you are with your hands when they're tied up behind your back. And since now I'm in the mood for you to rub me down there, I thought I'd walk behind you and lay my pussy on your hands and... fuck, baby. You really know what I want, don't you? Yes. Rub my pussy. Even though your hands are tied behind your back and you're blindfolded, you're still playing with me as you please. Here, let me stroke your throbbing dick from behind. I bet you've been craving some rubbing as well, fuck, your fingers, they feel so good rubbing my clit and the inside of my pussy. Oh, can you feel how wet I'm getting? And your cock, it's so hard, and it's bulging so much. Do my fingers feel good too? Rubbing up and down, pleasuring every inch of you. They feel wonderful? Great, I could tell from your little whimpers and moans. Would you like me to go faster, babe? Okay, I'll pick up the speed a little. Fuck, I'm close. Just keep rubbing, okay, babe? Don't slow down. Are you pretty close too? Do you want me to speed up some more? Fuck, I can't hold it. I think I'm about to come. You too? Well, let's come together. You can feel it coming up. I can feel it too. It's coming out. Fuck. Yes. I love you. Fuck. That was fucking amazing. God, I just... Did you like that, babe? I loved it too. Goodness, my hand is covered in your cum. I made a big load come out, didn't I? Well, your hands are really wet too, so you can give yourself a pat on the back as well. All right, here, let me untie you. I think we both deserve a good, long rest in each other's arms and bed.